I don't know about this photo. I don't know. I feel kind of conflicted. It's, to be honest, it's not my favorite photo. It's not, I don't even know if I'd say it's that good. It reminds me of the type of picture that I used to take when I first got my digital SLR, where I would just go around and take pictures of everything because it was so cool to be able to manipulate the image, to manipulate the depth of field, to look at the effect that aperture had on exposure time and to control the ISO and these different settings to get a cool picture of something like sunglasses. And you know, I guess to be honest, I've lost a little bit of that over the years. I don't go around taking pictures of toys or pens or everyday things like this. And I think that's there's maybe a little bit of tragedy in that, where when I first got my camera, it felt like the world was a blank canvas and I could take pictures of everything and it would be so cool. And now I sort of I look at the idea of taking pictures of sunglasses and I think, well, that's boring. That's for newbies who don't really understand photography. And I think that's a terrible way of thinking, because I think the best photos come when we have no inhibitions, when we look at whatever excites us in the world around us, whether it's a silly pair of sunglasses, and we just take pictures of it. It doesn't matter. If it matters to us, then who cares if it expresses some deeper meaning or is really worthy of being photographed. It is to you, so take a picture of it. That's what happened here. This is my desk at work, and I got to work one morning. The sun is really low on the horizon. You can see it casting these long shadows because it's just peeking over the window, which my window faces east, so it's actually sort of backlit here. I'm kind of looking almost into the sun here, and the sun is behind my glasses. And I have my cameras on my desk, my camera set on my desk, and I saw my sunglasses, and I thought, you know what? This would be kind of a cool picture. So I took a picture of my sunglasses. I took a couple different ones, actually, played around with the aperture, looked at where I was focusing, and I like this one. And I get that it's sort of a bland color palette. You got these dull yellows and this dull whites and this black for my keys, but I don't know. I thought it was kind of fun. And what's the harm in taking a picture like this and for no reason at all? You might as well. If you want to, go for it. It doesn't have to be some sort of earth-shattering, life-changing picture. So there you go. I mean, if you like it, great. If not, that's fine. I like it. And it's my blog, so I'm posting it. So anyway, I don't know that there's a deeper lesson here other than if you find yourself stuck in a rut, which I do sometimes, just get out your camera and take a picture of the first thing you see, even if it's a button on a shirt or something really boring. Maybe you'll find a way to capture it in a way that's interesting. And if nothing else, you'll at least be using your camera, which is always a good thing.